This is Phil Farron. And I am driving home. It's Thursday today. It's been a great week. I had fun this week. I mean, aside from all the usual fun that I had this week, I actually had my first session with a professional voiceover artist. I always have to be a little careful how I say that because it can sound a little weird, but it was very, very cool. It was so much fun. I'll tell you about that in a minute. As far as the roundup goes, everything seems to be puttering along well. The consulting is going well. It's really interesting because I've been waiting. I had put in a big proposal for one part of the company, and we've been waiting on that, and they've had some delays there, and so I've kind of been running out of work and been, you know, talking to the liaison that I have with the company and telling them, look, if there's nothing to do, I'll just go home and work on other things. He said, then some other stuff cropped up that needed to be done. And then we got working on that. And we just got some other stuff cropped up today that came. So that's going to tide us over for a little bit more, you know, and you just don't worry about stuff, you know, just do the best job you can do with what you have at hand. And ta-da. Everything works out, and it has been working out, so it's been going fine. We've been able to get some things done, and had a big status meeting today, and the chief information officer was there, and the chief operating officer was there, and I did my little song and dance when I got to my part, and everybody seems to be happy, and so it's good. It's good. The other thing that's kind of interesting that happened is that we probably would have been done a little sooner on some of our tasks, but the guy I've been working with on these has had the flu for 3 days. There is some kind of bad flu bug that's going around here, and we've had programmers dropping out for 2 and 3 days at a time, which is very unusual for programmers because they like to keep things moving. But because of that, then I've actually had to pick up the tasks that we had already kind of divvied up, and so that's been a little more work, and so everything's fine. Everything's fine. It's just going fine. So it's been a good week in that regard. And then I am closing in on having my little Windows 7 phone app almost completed, and I'm really close on that. In fact, one of my tasks tonight is to develop a splash screen for it, and so I'll be working graphically tonight. Whenever I work graphically, of course, I throw a movie on the outside and kind of watch that. And so once I get the splash screen done, I have basically one thing left to do on it, and I'm ready to upload and see how this goes. So it'll be fun. It's been a fun project. As part of that, finishing up, I needed one female voice for one of my characters. And so I had gone out to a place called voices.com and dug around, found several women who I thought would do a perfectly good job on it. One of them being really the first female voiceover artist I had found on there and listened to her demo and went, okay, wow, that's the person I want. And so then I found some others for backups and stuff, and then put out an offer and actually only heard back from two, and one of them was a little high. And then my original choice, she came back and it was within my budget. And I was like, hey, you know, here we go. Her name's Debbie Garrett. Really very skilled, good studio in her home. I mean, her stuff is just dead quiet. And so I had waited over the weekend just a little bit, and I told her, just let me see, you know, if anything else comes in, and it hadn't. So I told her Sunday night, you know, okay, we're going. I've pushed the button, awarded the job to you. Let me know what we need to do next. So she had gotten in touch with me on Monday noon-ish, and I hadn't checked my home email until 3 or 4, and by that time it was too late. And so we decided to go ahead and have the session at 8 o'clock my time, 9 o'clock her time, because she's in Michigan. And so she gave me a phone number where I could dial in, and I dialed in and she was talking, so I just, you know, I've been around recording sessions before, so I was just quiet as a little church mouse, just waiting, listening. She was doing some voiceover stuff, and so she stopped and she said, "Phil?" I said, "Hi, how are you?" And so then we got to talk. He just had a delightful time. I mean, really, you know, I've done 5 characters now for this Windows Phone app and struggled with getting everything cut together correctly and all that kind of stuff. And she's talking to me about all these points and stuff of how much space do we want between the words. And it's all like, yeah, I've run into that stuff before, and you're on the front edge of this already. You know what we're supposed to be doing. So, good. She's done it for decades. I mean, she's very skilled, very professional, just really a delight to talk to. And we just had a really, really nice time. And we got the actual recording done, I think, in 15 or 20 minutes, something like that. And then we just chatted for a while. She said, you know, a lot of times people just send me stuff and I record it, send it back to them. And she said, you know what, I actually get a customer that I can talk to. She said, I like talking to people. I said, that's just fine. So we talked for probably another 15, 20 minutes or so after we had the recording done. And so it was really fun. She got me the files and everything just sounded great. And so I got those all edited up. So that's all ready to go. It was fun though because, excuse me, the day after I got an email from you and she said, I just wanted to pass along a little funny, it's a small world. She said, you had posted on your Facebook that you had worked with me, and I had tagged her in my post that it was her. So, of course, that reposted to her page, her front page. And she said, someone got in touch with me and said, Phil Farrand, because she had just friended me and I had just, you know, or I had friended her and she had responded. So, anyways, I said, Phil Farrand, go look at his profile and see if he grew up in the Philippines. And so she goes, sure enough, grew up in the Philippines, went to Faith Academy. Turns out a guy, Bill Sfelmo, turns out a guy I went to Faith Academy with who had written a book about growing up in the Philippines, who I had joined his fan page for his book about growing up in the Philippines, in addition to just friending. He lives in South Bend, Indiana, which is near her. And just this last Christmas, they did a play together. And so he says, I know that guy. And she writes me and she says, do you know Bill? And I went, yeah, I know Bill. So small world. It's just really, really interesting. And beyond just that kind of thing, what's interesting is that, honestly, when I was on Voices.com listening to demos, when I came across her demo, it was like, she's the one. There it is, right there. She's the one you want to use. And then I kind of drifted away from that, and, you know, I thought,